Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Ches Amud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and yesterday we just began the beginning of Simen Shin Nun Vav, which we'll review today, and Mirtzah Hashem will complete Simen Shin Nun Vav today. Yesterday we learned in the Mechaber in Sif Aleph that if you have a canal or river that's running through your backyard, and your backyard is an enclosed backyard, and the water flows underneath the walls of your backyard enclosure, the water comes in from, let's say, the left side and goes out on the right side running through your backyard, and the water is deeper than 10 tefachim, and it's wider than 4 tefachim wide. So in this situation, ein memalin mimena b'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to fill up from this waterway on Shabbos, unless elam kein osui lo mechitza gavo asara, unless you made a mechitza separate from the walls that are enclosing your yard, but you have to make a separate mechitza over the body of water b'chnisaso v'yitziaso, on both sides, entering and leaving, and you can see this in diagram Dirshu footnote number 5, and it has to be at least v'yeh tefach mimena mishuka b'moyim. At least one tefach of the fence has to be below the surface of the water on both sides. Again, you can see this in the issue footnote number 5 in the diagram. That's what we roughly did yesterday. Now we'll look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, "Dekivun shemavdilin mishar hamayim shechutz l'chotzer." Since the water in your yard is separated from the water outside your yard, hamayim shebesoch hachotzer b'telin l'gabot. The water inside your yard is considered a separate entity. It's batel. Because otherwise, we would say that if you had just a pool or a lake in your backyard, that would be Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, the rock since it is connected to the water that is outside the yard, and therefore, unless you make a mechitz over here, it is connected still to that and is not considered separated from it. The Einon Betelim Venas Rishus Liatzman. But when you make a separation over here, shem rishus hayochid aleim, you turn it into a rishus hayochid when you make this mechitza over here. What about the walls of the yard? Why do they not count to make it into a separate mechitza? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, ach im shakua harbe b'mayim, ain't no more was there. Even if they go actually down into the water and they act as a fence inside the water, nevertheless, they still don't count. The regular walls of the yard would not count in this situation. And the reasoning is, the Mishneh Berurah says, "Diboinon she nira shenase bishul amayim." It has to be recognizable that it's done specifically to separate the water, as opposed to the wall, which is just enclosing your yard, and lav dafka is enclosing the water. That's why the Mishneh Berurah says you need a separate mechitza for the water, even though you may have a wall over here that, besides being a mechitza for the yard, also goes into the water. And you need this mechitza that you're adding on over here, the fence that you're putting into the water, has to be, the Mishneh Berurah says, Sivkot and Dalet, b'chnisaso uvisiyaso. It has to be on both sides. Rotz lomar, b'mkom knisas hamayim. It has to be in the place where the water enters, let's say on the left side, l'chotzer, into the yard, or b'mkom yitzias hamayim in l'chotzer. Let's say it leads on the right side. You have needed a mechitza there as well, as you can see in the diagrams. V'hakol b'fnim al pnei rochav amas hamayim. And it has to be totally running across the entire width over here of the canal. We'll see in a moment that if it's within 3 tefachim of the canal, as you can see, for example, in Dirshu footnote number 7 in the diagram, then we have the principle of lavut that will allow it to be good as well. But otherwise, it needs to run across the entire width of the canal. And it has to be somewhat mishuka b'mayim. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains the Mechaber. Lachlok bein hamayim shebechutz, sheim karmelis, lamayim shebefnim, that are now going to be Rishus HaYochid. This is needed in order to go and separate out the water from the outside, considered to be halachically separate from the waters on the inside. However, in Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this idea, and he gives a detailed explanation as to why he doesn't think this is the case, ayin shom. But even there, the Chazon Ish himself says, "In efsho l'sakin roi l'hachmi." If you're able to go and follow this opinion over here, that would be preferable. What about going and carrying within this body of water? So he brings down from the Shelos Teshuvas Ginas V'radim, he says, "She'ein tzarech l'zeh shikua tefach." In order to be able to carry within this amas hamayim, you wouldn't actually need to have the mechitzas go into the water. Lo etzrichu shikua, you only need the mechitzas going into the water, at least a tefach, kidei lishov mayim me'ha'ama l'chotzer. That's what the purpose of carrying from this ama mayim into the chotzer. But actually to carry within the ama, it still has the status of Rishus HaYochid, even without this special mechitzah over here that goes into the water, at least a tefach. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Vim hoysa mechitza kula yored es besoch hamayim." If the entire mechitza is in the water over here, tzarish yeh tevach mimena yotzei lemala min hamayim. It's inadequate if the entire mechitza is underneath the water. You have to have at least a tevach sticking out above the water. So again, you have to have either at least the tevach going into the water or at least the tevach going up outside of the water if the majority of the mechitza is in the water. The reason behind this, the Mishabur explains in Sif Katan Vav, because you need to have a recognizable mechitza over here to turn this into a rishos hayochid. The Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down, what happens if the water sometimes is at different levels? It's high tide and low tide, so sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's not. So it brings down from the Das Torah, based upon the Russian Ervin, this would work, even though right now it's not visible, as long as it's sometime visible. However, the Korban Asano disagrees. He says it wouldn't help in this situation, and he says the reason behind the rush saying that would work was only af shalo kol hayud tovachim nikarim. It's only when not all 10 of the tovachim, but at least something has to be recognizable. However, he says he says at least as long as it's sometimes visible, then even if all 10 aren't visible, it would be okay. And again, one can see a picture of this in Dirshu footnote number 6, where the diagram shows that at least a tefach is above the water. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Vim hizchu laso samachitza eitz ala sofa mikol tzad, v'lo chibro so biemtza, kidei shiu hamayim nichnosim yosim derech sham." If you have, like in Dirshu footnote number 7, where you made the mechitza, you started off from the top side, and you started some of the mechitza from the bottom side, and you didn't connect them, but you have less than 3 tefachim in between, so then, in this situation, if you have less than 3 tefachim between them, it is permissible because of the principle of lavud. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Zayin. On both the left and right side of the yards, you've made the mechitza only partially on the top and on the bottom, as you can see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 7. You make it one single block, but you made a little piece from the top and a little piece from the bottom. And the water gets to go through over here through the middle area. And the same thing applies on the other side as well. So in this situation, we say the principle of lavud, the amrinon lavud, as the Mechaber says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ches, umitam zeh, based upon this principle of lavud, halach lamosh misinai, afilu hiniach harbe chalol meneim, even if you have a lot of spaces in between them. For example, kigon sh'otza mechitza mikonim, if you made the mechitza not as a solid block, but you made it just out of posts over here, uvein kolecha v'yechol yapochus mishlosha, and between each one you have less than 3 tefachim, shari, it would also be good. He brings this down in the name of the Chayi Adam because of the principle of lavud. And you can see a picture of this in Dirshu footnote number 13, where you have the diagram there showing that you have these posts standing up in the water, they're vertical, and they're within 3 tefachim of each other. This is a perfectly good mechitza based upon lavud. However, the Mechaber continues, he says, if there's more than 3 tefachim between these posts, yesh b'neim shlosha tefachim, then it will be also because you don't have the principle of lavud, and then you don't have a fence over there. It's not considered halachically a good mechitza. The Ramah adds, "Hagah v'im hanekovim sho'amo nichnas v'yotzu behem eino rochavim shlosha afilu mechitza eino tzarech." If he says if the entire opening that the water comes through is less than 3 tefachim wide, so it's coming through small holes over here in the wall, for example, then you wouldn't need any mechitza at all. He brings down the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ritva. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes explains, the kol masha pachos b'shlosha amrin lavud, because we always consider anything less than 3 to be halachically connected. V'nira b'zeh, and based upon this, afilu mitzad sheni hu rochav shlosha, even on the outside, for example, on the exit side, it is wider than 3, afu b'kein eino tzarech tikkun, you don't have to go make a takana over here. However, Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down the Chazon Ish over here, who also disagrees. He says, "Ba'ofen zeh, when one side is less than 3, the other side is more than 3, he says, tzarech tikkun b'tzad sherochav gimel tvachem. The side that is wider than 3 does need the mechitz over there, and he says it's only if both of the sides have pachos mi gimel tvachem, then you don't need any mechitz. But the Mishnah Berurah explains his reasoning, kiven demitzad echad hu kisosum legamri, since one side is considered halachically sealed if it's less than three tvachim wide, ukein lishon yam hoveres besochechotze hamavu lekame. This would have the same halachic status as we're going to learn in a moment when you have an overflow of the river and you have what's called the lishon yam, which we'll learn in a moment in Sif Beis. So he says when one side is halachically sealed, then we view this entire thing as a lishon yam, which has a different halachic status than if you have a canal that goes through on both sides. Now we can begin Sif Beis, which deals with this din of Lishon Yam. And the Mechaber tells us, Chotzer Shenifritza, if you have a wall that is breached over here, and you can see diagrams of this in Dirshu, footnote number 16, where you have the wall that got breached, and the water that comes in is called the Lishon Yam. And this water, this Lishon Yam, over al apirtza, it overflows through the area of the breach in the wall. So now, im eino bimiluo, if the entire wall over there is not breached, the ein bipirtza, and the breached part is less than yoser miyasara. Now this word should really be me eser. The ein bipirtza yoser me eser, because we're talking about amos over here. So what we're talking in this case is, you have this breach, as you can see in the diagram, in Dirshu footnote number 16, and that breach is less than 10 amos. So in this situation, Mutu lamalos mimenu ulahachnis labais. You're allowed to go take water from this breached area over here and fill it up and bring it into your yard and into your house, because this is not considered over here analogous to the case that we had in Sif Aleph, as the Mishnah Berurah explains now in Sif Katan Yud. Afa pi shehi amuka asaru chover abo. Even though over here the Lashon Yam is deeper than 10 and it's 4x4 wide, so one might have thought it's a separate rishus. Nevertheless, ve'eino doma la'amas hamayim havur b'sif alav. It is different than the case of the river, the canal, running through your backyard, coming in from one side and going out on the other side. Why? The bechan, in our case over here, the lashon yam, kiven shenichnas lashon hayam b'chotzer, since the water overflowed into your yard. But it doesn't come out through a different exit way. Ve'eino yotze mimeno l'tzad acher. Therefore, we halachically view it, hu kibar shebechotzer. It is no different than if you have a pit in your yard. U'mechitzo sechotzer matirososa. And the walls of your yard serve to also enclose the pit to make it into Rishus HaYochid, analogous, exactly the same as your yard. And therefore, you can draw water from the pit into your yard and then into your house. So too over here, you can draw water from the Lashon Yam into your yard and into your house. And the reasoning is, the Kivin Shlo Nifratz Yoser Miyeser, since you have less than 10 amos of a breach over here, in Halacha, we view a space in a Mechitza of less than 10 amos as a Pesach. Hu bechlal Pesach. It's a doorway, an entranceway. The heavy ki'ilu ha-mechitzos kayamim. And we view the rest of the mechitzos as if they're good, valid walls. And therefore, masha'en came ba'amas hamayim, in the case of the water going in the canal in your backyard, coming in on one side, going out on the other side, shenichneses yotzis tachas kosle achotzim mishnei atzadim, it's going underneath the walls on both sides, cholekes reshutz li'atzmo, vevika karmelis. It is a separate entity in that situation, and it's viewed as a karmelis, and you can't take from a karmelis into your yard unless you make the special mechitzas that we talked about in Sif Aleph. But in this situation, with the Loshon Yam, you don't have this requirement. And therefore, as the Mechaber said, mutu lamalos mimenu lahachlis labais. However, Nifritza b'milua, if the entire wall is breached over here, or even if the entire wall is not breached, o sheyesh b'pirtza yosem asora, and again, this should be eser, if you have in the breach more than 10 amos over here, so then, in both of these situations, either the entire wall is breached, or you have a breach of at least 10 amos or more, so im nishar b'mokom shenifratz gedudim givom asora, so then, if you still have over here remnants of the wall that are more than 10 tfachim high, here it's 10 tfachim high, because here dealing with the height of the mechitza, even though the water is covering up the remnant of the wall, then still it's considered halachically there, and mutar lamalos mimenu b'chotzer. You would be allowed to go and fill up water from this loshon yam into the courtyard. And the Bir Hagoli brings down, this is based upon the interpretation of Tosfos and the Rush over here, that pa'amim ha'mayim shokim, because the water is going to go down with low tide, and the mechitza will be able to be seen during those times, and therefore nires b'chotzer ve'enu nikeres b'bayis, and it's visible in the courtyard, it may not be visible in the house, but it's considered that you'd be allowed to go and bring it into the courtyard from this Loshon Yam. However, I will also lahachlis l'bayis, but you wouldn't be able to take it from the courtyard into the house Elim kein also mechitza gavo asar alamayim. Then you'd need to have a real mechitza above the water. So again, let's say this clearly. If the breach is underwater, but underneath the water you do have still remnants of the wall that are 10 tefachim high, so that allows you to go take from the Loshan Yam into the courtyard over here, into the backyard. But it would not allow you to bring it into the house unless you also had a mechitza that was visible from the house that was gavo asar alamayim, that was more than 10 tefachim above the water. And the Mechaber continues, lo nishar gidudim, if you don't have any remnant of the wall left, the wall's been totally breached, then osar afilu lamalos b'chotzer, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and even bring it into the chotzer from this loshon yam. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph explains, if the entire wall was breached, hainu kol kosa lechotzer shelitzad hamayim, so the entire wall is breached over here, there is no enclosure of this yard, and therefore you can't bring from this loshon yam into the courtyard. But if you still have the gidudim gavoh masara, if you have over here these remnants of the wall that are still tefachim, 10 tefachim tall, even though the water is covering them up, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis explains the Bazeh Nechshav Kilo Mechitzos Adayin Kayamos. We then halachically consider it like the Mechitzah is still there, and it works at least from the Loshon Yam into the courtyard. Mimenu Bechotzer, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Gimel, and as we already brought down in the Be'er Hagola, that in this situation, the Pa'amim Shamayim Shokim Vamechitzah Nikaris. Sometimes the water will go down, let's say at low tide, and then the remnants of this mechitza will still be visible. And therefore, l'chein, av kishein ha-mayim shokim hitira chacham. And therefore, even when the water is not down, it's now high tide, but we know that the mechitza is there, it is considered halachically still in existence, as opposed to mashein kein babayis shurachim in mechitza. But the house, which is far away from this mechitza, you need to have a real mechitza there. Lo l'mein ha-mechitza nires afilu shemayim shokim. Even when the water is low, you can't see this mechitza from the house, and therefore, to carry the water from the Loshon Yam into the courtyard, into the house, is not allowed. But to carry from the Loshon Yam into the courtyard would be allowed. Unless you had a mechitza that was 10 tefachim above the water, sivkon yudalit, the roch bo shel mechitza ein tzorech apnei kol apirtza, this 10 tefach tall wall, so it doesn't have to be across the entire width of the breach. The rak shiisto mashetach, it just has to cover enough up of the breach. Achelo yishar el eser amos parutz duhu shir pesach, until there's no area that is more than 10 amos wide. So let's say it was originally 15 amos wide, and you put in a mechitza that's 6 amos over here. So now you have 9 amos left. That would still be considered halachically that it's enclosed. But if you didn't have any of the remnant wall left at all, not only under the water, and certainly not above the water, so then the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if caught in Tezvav, that the Mechaber is telling us, if in this situation, lo nishar gedudim, you can't fill it up at all, wrote to Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us, shelo nishar gedudim gvom, sorry, you don't have 10 tefachim even below the water of this wall, then, sivkot in tezayin, also afilu lamalos, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't fill it up at all. V'hu adin, the same thing would be latal to b'chotzer, you wouldn't even allow to carry in the chotzer in this situation, kivin shu parutz yosem yetzel l'mokam osu, because it's opened up with more than 10 amos to an area that you're not allowed to carry from, so then you can't even carry in the chotzer anymore. But under what circumstances? By medvar mamurim, kishein loshon hayam omok esar, that's only if the water over here that's overflowing, you're not allowed to carry in this yard if the water is not deeper. Kishein loshon hayam omok asar, if it's not a depth of 10 tefachim. Aval loshon omok asar, but if this body of water that pierced the breach over here is deeper than 10 tefachim, shamayim shotru karkoyes echotzer v'nasa guma amuk asar tefachim. So now you basically have over here a little lake over here that's at least 10 tefachim deep. So then, dofnei haguma gufo nechshav l'mechitza ben amayim ben echotzer. So the walls over here of this body of water over here that's in this ditch that you've created by the pirtza, so that in and of itself is a mechitza, umutu l'tata b'chotzer, and you'd still be allowed to carry within the chotzer because it is an enclosed area. However, but you certainly cannot take from this Loshon Yam and bring it into the Chotzer because it's two separate Rishuyas over here. Because there is no Mechitza that's visible on the top over here, or even on the bottom between the water and over here, the courtyard. And therefore, you can't fill up from the body of water, the Loshon Yam, into the courtyard under these circumstances. With that, we conclude Simen Shin Nun Vav and today's Shir.